Verily, what with tainting, plundering, and spoiling, Tom has his revenge. Bleak House, 1853. Part 1. 1. What I did to them was terrible, but you have to understand the context. This was London, 2016. My friends and I lived our adult lives in flats with living rooms made into bedrooms, kitchens into pop-up cocktail bars and gallery spaces. We worked in pubs and shops and schools and clung on to our other lives as artists and musicians and professional skateboarders. For too long, I'd suspected that I would have been more successful if I'd spent less time talking to my friends, if I had been more discerning about who they were, if I had put to another use the 10,000 hours in which I had discussed the meaning of love with the lunatics who wouldn't leave my sofa. How much more organised and efficient I thought my mind might be if it had not had so much company. I worried that I had sabotaged myself, ruined myself for both distinction and the humdrum, and I wished I had become another man, a better man, a man who, I suppose, would feel no sympathy for me. A superior bastard, a loathsome know-it-all, who would replace me and get away with it, and no one would mourn me. There is little point thinking about what might have been. Character means character. My name is Paul. I work 3 days a week in a bookshop and write for a magazine. I am here in my predicament, and it is not so bad. Amy disagrees with me about that. But then we disagree about nearly everything. Or we did until she disappeared. "Do you like the word property?" I asked Amy. My sister, 2 years younger than me, considers herself the senior.
"Property," she said.
"You say it a lot. I've seen this great property."
"What word should I use? What word would you like me to use?"
"I don't know, something less abstract. House? Flat? Maisonette? Or we could change the subject, talk about, I don't know, music, philosophy, art, love."
"Something less abstract."
"Property, property, property. Do you know what I hear?"
"What?"
"Mine, mine, mine."
"Do you know what I hear when you talk about property?"
"What?"
"Wine, wine, wine."
Recently, Amy and I have come into some property together. This little terraced house, only 3 minutes' walk from the sea. Open your mouth and breathe that air in, the freshest air in all of the country. Listen to the seagulls' shrieks. Inside the house, you'll see it's very tastefully decorated, with wooden flooring, painted walls, a modern kitchen with a door that leads out to the little garden that catches the sun in the morning. Yes, sun. Such glorious summers you could have here, by the waves. It could make an imaginative person a lovely holiday home. Is imaginative the word? Self-reliant. You wouldn't believe how cheaply things go up here. Mortgage payments would be nothing for someone used to the price of life in London. We'll probably drop the price again soon. It's slow at the moment. Not much movement. Open the door and the freshest air just fills your lungs. The streets, seen from above, ripple out in concentric circles around a man-made hill. A pebble dropped in a pool, a feat of ambitious town planning from Decimus Burton, the Victorian architect who also designed Hyde Park, Green Park, St. James's Park. People used to come on the train from miles around for their holidays. The line closed a long time ago, but even though we're surrounded on three sides by the sea, we're hardly isolated. It's only 40 minutes by tram to the nearest train station, and that's only 3 hours from London. New trams too, very comfortable. We'd live here ourselves if we could, if it were possible. The magazine I write for is called White Jesus. Who knows exactly why? The title is composed of words of equal length, convenient for cover design, allows for occasional crucifixion photo shoots, appeals to the editor's messiah complex, and offends civilians, by whom the editor might mean Christians, who aren't offended at all, who remain unaware of the magazine, not working in fashion or hairdressing or living in Dalston.